Next, anyone who's a regular web user will be familiar with the CAPTCHA. Those are that's the little box of really weird letters that you have to type out in order to get access to certain web pages. It's for security. Now, CAPTCHA stands for Completely Automated Public Turing Test to tell computers and humans apart. And it's a really effective security measure because it means a computer system can tell if you're a real person or if you're a spam bot. Yeah, you know, these programs that trawl the internet. Now, researchers from Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh have harnessed this technology for a rather unusual end, and that's transcribing old texts from printed material into a digital format. It's the big thing now, trying to put lots of books, texts, manuscripts online in digital format so people can search them and see them. And they've decided to use this CAPTCHA system. So using it, the researchers have been asking computer users to decipher scanned words from books that can't be recognised by current computer recognition systems. And the team found that this method had an accuracy of more than 99%, and that's at least as good as a professional human transcriber.
So what, they get lots of people to do it more than once to make sure they're getting it right?
As far as I know, yeah. So you'd get a little chunk of some letters and you just have to type them in. And currently the system is being used in more than 40,000 websites, and it's been used to transcribe over 440 million words. So it's a pretty clever solution, I think.
How do they know that you've typed it in right if they can't actually read it to start with?
I think they generally have two sets of text, one which they know what it's supposed to say, another one which they're not quite sure of. So you type it all in, you don't know which one's the real one, and then they know if you got half of it right, then they'll let you in.
It's quite good, though, that we're turning something which is there to battle nefarious activities and turn it to a beneficial purpose, isn't it? It's quite neat.
It's like those things at home where you can use your computing power to search for new drugs or do climate models.
Or label galaxies as spiral or non-spiral and sort of left-hand and right-hand forms. The Galaxy Zoo, which was a big hit last year, doing something similar, wasn't it?
Cool.